Well, welcome everyone to Outpost 127 as we broadcast from our outlying post to bring a little encouragement to those of you on the front lines advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, welcome everybody to the new year. Welcome to 2022. And we're just excited that you're here. We're excited for another season, actually our third season. And we also want to welcome you to our new Outpost location. It's Outpost Studios, where we will actually be broadcasting from. And we will even have some in-person gatherings this coming year. So we're pretty excited about what God is doing in and through this place and in and through this broadcast. You know, at the end of 2021, we ended our last interview with Lacey Pollock, one of my best friends from Circleville, Ohio, and she was talking about women's issues in the church and the way she sees those. But there's also something that Lacey is incredible at, and that is hospitality. In fact, she's one of the most hospitable people I've ever met in my entire life. And I really wanted to sort of dig into that conversation to really look at what true hospitality looks like. And there was really no better person than to talk to Lacey about this very subject. So we're going to kick off 2022 with another interview from Lacey Pollock. In a talk that we're going to discuss today, there is always more room at the table. Enjoy. I'm really glad that we could talk again and have another conversation. The last time we got together, I really wanted to dive into sort of your growing discontent, your holy discontent that you were having about women and being, you know, marginalized in the church. And gosh, you just gave us a whole lot to think about. But I also mentioned at that time too that you have one of the most sincere gifts of hospitality that I've ever seen, that I've ever witnessed. Like, people will say, "Oh, I have a gift of hospitality," but like, you have the most sincere gift that I've ever seen. And this idea of Christian hospitality in 1 Peter 4:9, when it says, "Show hospitality to one another without grumbling," can you talk to us in this interview a little bit about, you know, your idea of hospitality, how that's a ministry in your life, and even some of the things that you are involved with in that ministry?
Yeah. So, I feel like that gift started a really long time ago. That was like, I don't know, the Lord just put that in me from, you know, as a kid, I think, because he's been preparing, you know, our path, you know, since before we were born, right? So he was preparing me for that ministry when I was a kid. And so I say that because my mom is a very good cook also. And so, that to me is, you know, hospitality. Is food. And I know it's more than that. And we'll talk about that. Okay.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
That's probably where it started, was with food. And so my mom is a very good cook. And as kids, like, we were just made to be in the kitchen with her learning to cook. Like, there were, you know, three of us and sometimes four of us, depending if my sister was visiting or not. And so, you know, we were just made to be in the kitchen helping because, you know, that's what families do. Mm-hmm. And so everything, you know, I learned how to cook from my mom, and I was, cooking, you know, full on meals when I was in probably, I don't know, sixth grade.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, mom was at work and I would get home from school and she, you know, I'd call her at work and, "Hey, can you, you know, make some meatloaf and scalloped potatoes for dinner," or whatever. And not scalloped potatoes from a box, but actual scalloped potatoes from real potatoes.
The real thing from scratch.
You know, and so that's what I did, you know. Mm. And so dinner would be ready when she got home from work. And that was just something that we did together. And so for those that don't know who are listening, I have two older brothers and an older sister, I'm the youngest, but there's like a 4-year age gap between my brother, who's next oldest. And I was like you know, an only child for a while, really. And like, you know, he moved out and it was just me and my parents, and I was an only child for a while, and I got along really well with my mom and dad. I kind of joke, you know, like the kids, my boys will ask, you know, well, what were you like as a kid? And I was a perfect angel, you know? And,
always, of course.
Yes, of course. And actually my mom will probably tell you that, 'cause, my brothers were stinkers, but, you know, so, but that was something that I enjoyed doing with my mom. And still to this day, like, that is one of my favorite things to do with my mom, is be in the kitchen cooking. And so that, you know, started a long time ago. And when Luke and I got married and moved to San Antonio from Ohio, and because he was in the Air Force, and we moved into a house on base, he had said, hey, there's a new group of airmen coming in from tech school, and there's a couple of families coming in, and I think we should invite them over for dinner, because he didn't have that when he got there. Like his, it was supposed to, he was supposed to have people who kind of like took him in and, you know, and befriended us, you know, to help us acclimate and stuff like that. But they weren't very good at that. The people who were supposed to do that weren't very good at it. So because of that, he went, you know what? I don't want that to happen to these new people coming in. And so he said, let's have them over for dinner. And so we did. And, you know, we're still very good friends with some of those people to this day. We made long lasting relationships with, I think, two of those couples that were there that day. And so that kind of began this thing where, oh, well, we cook for people and we have people over for dinner and we develop relationships and friendships and share life together. Right. And that's just kind of one of those things where I started doing it, and the Lord has just kind of been like, there's always more room at the table, you know? And I feel like that's often where, like, when you are willing to invite someone into your home and minister to them in a way like that, it opens doors to be able to share more of him with them. If especially when they don't know him. You know, like, who doesn't open up around a conversation, you know, around a dinner table with good food? And like, it just promotes an environment of, you know, you're comfortable, and, you know, I feel like it just, it makes, it helps people feel welcome and okay, I can talk now, you know, and that's a good thing, because then you can get to know people and you develop the relationships. And so that's just always what we've done, I guess. And so there are other ways, like, it's not, it doesn't have to be that you invite people into your home. I mean, it's just taking a meal to someone else. Maybe they're sick and you take a meal to them, and just showing that you care in a way that you're willing to take time out of your day to cook a meal and provide a meal for them.
Right.
Is, you know, really cool. And something else that I've done is, you know, I love to bake too. And so sometimes, you know, I'll just kind of, if I'm making cookies, I'll make extra cookies, and we'll, Luke and I will do what we call the cookie ninja, and we'll kind of pray. I'll pray about it. And like, hey, oh, I got a dozen cookies here, Lord. Who needs these cookies today?
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Right. And so the Lord usually kind of lays someone on my heart. And so we go deliver cookies to whoever God says to deliver cookies to, which I know sounds so silly probably to some people, but the Lord just, I don't know, if you ask, he answers.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And so, and we deliver cookies, and it's just something fun and nice to do. And people feel special and cared for. And so then are willing to open up to you. And, you know, so then you have more of an opportunity to say, okay, so now how can I pray for you? You know, like, what else can I do? How else can I serve you?
Right.
And really that's what hospitality is about. It's about serving. It's, yeah, it's about serving.
And I was just thinking, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I would love to live next door to you, because of your incredible cookies and baked goods, but that's neither here nor there. but what's so interesting about you, though, that I think is that you do it sort of effortlessly. I mean, like, you're just, it's just, and I'm not saying you don't put effort into it. What I'm saying is it seems to be a very natural progression of who you are. And I think that when it is sort of part of your DNA of kind of who you are, then it flows and it looks authentic. And there are people who, you know, who do hospitality, but you can tell that it's not a real authentic hospitality, right? And then there are people who do it and serve in the way that you serve, and it's a natural flow out of the love that you have for the Lord and the love that you have for other people. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we give that enough. How do I put this? We don't highlight it enough. We don't call it out enough. We don't, in terms of in a good thing, we don't encourage people enough who have that gift of hospitality, because a lot of times the people who have that, like you said a while ago, well, I'm just a good cook, or I'm just a good baker. And that's kind of how it comes across. Well, I'm just a good cook. And, you know, sometimes I share that food with other people. And I think it's important as church people, as ministry people, as sort of misfit ministers that we are, to recognize people who do that really, really well, really, really authentically, and to encourage those people, to tell them that the gift that you have is a gift to be used.
Absolutely.
By the Lord, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what I see in you. Like it is just sincere and authentic. And it tastes that way as well.
Well, I always tell people that it's made with love. Mm. Like, you know, I mean, and I really feel that way. Like that, it just is. I mean, when I'm in the kitchen, you know, that is oftentimes where like the Lord speaks to me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, I have worship time in the kitchen around my butcher block, you know. We, again, like we talked about in the last episode about putting God in this box and God can only work within these confines. You know, we often say, well, worship time is only, you know, for Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, or, you know, in your prayer closet for your quiet time or whatever. Absolutely not. Like, you know what? Worship time is for me in my kitchen, around my butcher block, at my stove with my worship music cranked up, and I am getting my praise on while I'm cooking food for people, because that's how the Lord has worked in my life. And that's where he speaks to me. And so, and that allows for me, like the love that I have for him and the praise I have for him overflows into what I pull out of the oven. That's what people are tasting. They're not tasting. Yes, it's good food, but it's just the Lord. Like, you know, and it really is just made with love. And I was reading, and it's important. You're right. Like for us to share that with people, like that what you have is a gift from the Lord. It's not just something that you do. It's a gift from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I was just reading today, actually, and it's just really timely, probably because we're doing this interview. I was reading today about, you know, when Jesus tells his disciples to go from town to town and don't take anything with you, not even an extra shirt, you know, and, you know, someone will provide for you and people will ask you into their homes and then you stay there the whole time. And if people don't ask you and, you know, or if people, you know, won't have you, then there will be like, you know, it'll just be like, okay. But if they do and they do it, you know, and it's a blessing and, you know, then they will be blessed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so Jesus is talking about hospitality.
That's right.
Like there's this whole passage of hospitality that we kind of just like breeze over. Right. Like, oh, this isn't in here. You know, we kind of often go, well, you know, the Bible says, if you give a drink in my name or you give a coat in my name, like we kind of say those things. But we're just kind of like, or, you know, you never know. You could be entertaining angels.
Right.
You know, I feel like we say those things, but not really truly going, what does that really look like?
Practically, you know? How do we practically, you know, put that into action? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Because often we go, well, I gave the beggar on the corner $1 today. Mm-hmm. I must have entertained some angels. And I'm like, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Lord asked you to do it, then okay, cool. But, you know, I feel like there's like this other way of going about doing that. And that looks like opening, opening your door and asking for anybody who walks in the doors of your home to feel the love of the Lord.
That's so good. It's so true. And that's kind of the point of, you know, one of the points of Outpost 127 is to encourage those that are standing on the front lines of gospel ministry. And they don't necessarily know that what they're doing is gospel ministry, because it may just be, you know, kind of an outflow of just sort of who they are, right? Like we were talking about. I'm a baker, or I cook really well, but that's just what I do. I just cook really well. Well, no, you're cooking unto the Lord, right? And you're serving those in love. And again, I want to say this. I know, and you and I've talked a little bit about this, but I know that we should all have, or we should all employ the gift of hospitality. And I absolutely agree with that. But I also believe there are people who are just really like you, just wired for that gift. And that's when it looks so authentic, and it just you know, flows out of you. You can also, though, take hospitality, because you've done this, and it can be worship around the butcher block in your kitchen. But you can also then take some of the baked goods or some of those things and maybe even offer those up in other ministry ways. You've done that with Intersection Bakery. You've done that with the coffee truck. Can you talk a little bit about kind of what you're involved in with that?
So the coffee truck is basically like I'm providing their, you know, the baked goods that they're selling. And so the coffee truck is Grounds for Recovery.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And for those that don't know, it's a business / ministry to support people in active recovery from drugs and alcohol. And our end goal is to employ active recovering addicts to teach them a skill, and so that they can, you know, get a job and provide for themselves. And then, you know, to give back to that community in general, and to lift them up and to make them feel loved and to show them Jesus.
Amen.
You know, and so getting to participate in that is just a privilege to be a part of that ministry, to be able to share Jesus in that capacity, to say, you know what, here are my baked goods. And they, you know, like, it's a business, so they are buying them from me, but I still get to participate in it, which is super cool.
Yeah.
And, and we do like other stuff. Like our church does the Night to Shine, and which is the prom for the special needs community that's sponsored by the Tim Tebow Foundation. And we've done that, I think we did it for like 6 years or something like that. We obviously didn't do it last year because of COVID. And so what I've done there is I typically have always baked all of the desserts, you know? And so, and that is just really cool. Last year we did it, I didn't do as many because I was also the like overall coordinator of the entire event. So I was really crazy. And so I actually asked for help. Sometimes it's okay to ask for help. And so I am so
happy that you just said that.
Right? It's okay to ask for help, even though that is my giftedness. And that is what I really wanted to be doing, was baking all the desserts. Mm-hmm. I knew that I couldn't do it all. And so I had one of the ladies from our church who also enjoys baking and cooking help me out. And it was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And so, so I do that too. Like, you know, there's all kinds of ways for people who are gifted in that area to share the goodness that God has, you know, put in them. And I think it's just trying to figure out where that fits, but there's a place for it.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And I, you know, there's just a lot of things about you that I just love. And that is one of the things I really, really appreciate and love about you. I mean, obviously my family has been blessed by your food through the years. And, you know, y'all came and visited for, some days here in San Antonio this summer. And, you know, it was funny because my wife, you know, we're not real big cooks around our house. And,
And we were like, well, we just don't want, you know, Lacey to have to cook while she's here. You know, we can go out or whatever. And, you know, of course you're like, no, I want to do that. Like that's how I give. And that's how I love. And,
right.
And so it is, it's absolutely a gift. And so I think what I'd like for you to do is maybe if you can just maybe for somebody who's listening right now and they're, you know, thinking to themselves, huh, I do love to bake. I do love to cook. I do love to open my house, whatever that may be. I feel like I have a gift of hospitality. Can you maybe just leave them today with an encouragement? What maybe you'd like to share with them about them feeling like misfits, that maybe, you know, it's not all that important to the kingdom. Could you give them some encouragement today?
I will try. Absolutely.
maybe I should say more encouragement today. You've already given quite a bit of encouragement. So.
I guess like one, start with some prayer. Like, what does that ministry, ask God for him to reveal to you what that ministry would look like in the kingdom. And, you know, his word says that if we ask, he will answer. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, ask him. I absolutely believe like you are seeking his will. You're seeking for his desire for your life and how to use the gifts that he's given you. So pray and ask him to reveal that to you. And I absolutely believe that he will. Mm. And if that looks like opening your home, then do it, you know, like one of the ways in which I also do hospitality right now currently is that every other Monday, we host our worship team from our church here in our home.
Mm, wow.
And I'm not on the worship team for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
although I can lift my joyful noise to the Lord, I should not lift it in front of people. so, you know, but worship is definitely a passion of mine, and it's also a passion of Luke's. And he wanted to host the worship team. Mm. And I said, okay, well, here's how I can give back to them. I can, you know, it was, well, do you want us to bring food? What are we doing? And I said, absolutely not. You're not bringing food. This is how I will serve you.
Mm.
So this is how I can encourage our worship team, is by providing a meal for them and providing a space for them that, you know, has been prayed and anointed, you know, prayed over and anointed and with oil. Like, this home has been anointed with oil and prayed for the presence of the Lord to be here. And so, you know, that's how you go about hosting and using your hospitality gifts.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, and so if it looks like, okay, so I'm good, I want to host the worship team because I want to bless them with a space,
mm-hmm.
to and a good meal. You know, I want to host our group of pastors. Like, maybe you go to a large church and you have, you know, maybe a group of pastors, or maybe it's, you know, one pastor and their family. It's really just about taking a step and doing it, right? Yeah. Like, right now I have this, you know, the Lord has just kind of given me the picture of, you know, Peter stepping out of the boat, right? Like,
yeah.
Take that step out of the boat.
Yeah.
And the Lord will lead you and guide you. And so whatever that looks like, it could even look like, you know what? I have a lot of drug addicts in my life. Like, some people just do. Like, I know a lot of recovering addicts. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a ministry that we have in our church. My brother's a recovering addict. And so that is a huge part of my life. And so maybe that looks like you hosting, you know, a meal and in your home for the recovering addicts, just to be able to feel the love of Jesus from somewhere. Wow. Right.
Right.
You know, we once hosted, we hosted here at the house for a group of recovering addicts, and, one of them wasn't a group of them. They were from up in my brother's area where he's from. And one of them made the comment to my brother afterwards, I don't think I've ever been in a home where they didn't follow me to the bathroom to make sure I wasn't going to go through their medicine cabinet first. Right.
Wow.
Like, so like just some stuff like that. Like, it's just about making people feel welcome,
mm-hmm.
and that they would just see Jesus in that. And sometimes it's not even like God has even done even crazier things with us, where he said, by the way,
yeah,
I don't want you to just host for a day or a night, but I would like for you to have this family of nine live with you for a year.
You're right.
You know, and if Penny is listening, Penny knows that I love her, and we've talked a lot about how crazy weird, you know, God is, and who does that, who says, you know, sure, live with us for a year, you know, but the Lord does crazy things, and we all survived, and we're all still really good friends, and we love them, you know. And so, and sometimes it looks like having some kid who is, you know, the child of your dear friends in San Antonio, hosting him every summer to come for church camp, you right. know? And
right.
sometimes that's what it looks like, right. you know, just because, you know, you want people to see Jesus. And so I like pray about it and then take the first step, and the Lord will be faithful in your faithfulness. The Lord is faithful. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's
so good. And that's such an amazing encouragement. And I want to add on to that, that, you know, one of the things, and Lacey really just said it, is that her and Luke both see their lives, see their family, see their homes, see kind of all of their possessions and everything that they have as unto the Lord, and have offered those things up. And, you know, y'all look at even at homes, like, you know, new home that y'all may be getting into, like Luke was telling me, it's got more space. Like, one of the first things he was telling me is it has more space. And so, you know, we're going to be able to still host people and have people over at the house, and, you know, even do more ministry kind of things. And right. I know that your house that you have now, you know, you've got a swimming pool, and of course that y'all have had baptisms there, and you've had the church people over. And so it's also, and, you know, gosh, we could talk about this for a long time, but it's
right.
also looking at, you know, your house and your vehicle and all the things that you have, and saying, Lord, these aren't mine. You've given them to me, and I'm offering them back up to you
right.
as a way to love other people. And y'all are just, you know, you and Luke are just so great at it. It's seen, I think, by a whole lot of people. And I think a lot of times people don't understand, like what is that? Right. Because it's just not the norm. And so that's a great encouragement to anybody who's listening, who's saying, well, I have a house and I'd love to offer that up, or, you know, I've got a pool in the backyard, I'd love to offer that up, right. but I've never really thought about that. And that's really what we're trying to do, is encourage people and give them thoughts about how they can serve the gospel in a multitude of different ways, through baked goods or a house or a swimming pool or whatever right. else it may be. Right. And that's the point. That's really
right.
the point. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, I stole another period of time from you so that we could talk about this other subject matter with hospitality and ministry, because again, you're really multifaceted, and I love that. And gosh, we could even have a third conversation about, and maybe someday down the road we will. I think about your life, you know, working outside of the home, working in ministry, coming home and having to cook for a house full of a bunch of boys and the challenge that poses and in your life, that would be a whole nother conversation. I know we could probably talk over yeah. more about that one. So.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But I just want to thank you again for your time. And it's so great hearing your voice, and love you and miss you. And, I know this is going to bless people who are listening.
Awesome. It's been good to talk to you. I love you guys.
Love you too. We'll see you later.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
So I think you can see what I mean when I say hospitality. it is just on a completely different level, on a completely different definition, in the way that Lacey and her husband Luke are so hospitable to the people that they serve and that they love in their community, and really not just in their community, really in all of the places that they have lived and that they've been. And so they have you know, just a number of different friends around the country. Of course they do, because of their heart and because of the way they serve and because of the way that they show hospitality to every single person that they come into contact with. And my family, my wife and I, we've been so blessed by them and their friendship. So I hope that today you were blessed and that gives you some thoughts about what hospitality looks like and maybe what you can do in your own circles of influence toward being more hospitable to the people that you come into contact with. Well, again, we just want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today, the first one of our new year. We're so thankful to God that we were able to kick this off today. And as always, may the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you, and may He keep you in His favor and give you His peace. Thanks so much.